You're listening to BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station.
Breakout Radio Church, now having church services daily at 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. Central Time. Now, here is Pastor Dale Gentry.
Okay, thank you very much, and welcome everybody to Breakout Radio Church. Good morning, everybody. Gene and I want to welcome you to this trans-local worldwide church, comprised of members in different geographical locations across America and around the world. People that are not attending church, don't have a pastor, and we are responding to Jesus' command to go into all the world and preach the gospel to all creation. That's what we're doing today. Nations are joining us because we're a house of prayer for all nations. And Gene, we are delighted to have people that are watching not only on Facebook Live today, but they are listening to us on BPN Radio. And we're so thankful for the privilege we have.
We are so thankful for all of you.
Yes, we are. Yes. And I'm sure there's people that are attending Breakout Radio Church driving down the road. We pray the hedge protection about you, or maybe you're having a picnic today or getting ready for a picnic, and there you are able to join us at Breakout Radio Church.
We had someone that said that they have church with us on the beach.
On the
beach. In Florida. So that doesn't sound too bad.
That doesn't sound too bad. So people, as long as they've got their radio, as they got their phone, they can just join us anywhere, can't they?
They can.
So we're going to pray today. We're responding to our president's call for a national day of prayer. And President Donald Trump quoted David in the book of Psalms, where he said, "God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in time of trouble." He's asked us to pray for the recovery efforts from Hurricane Harvey, healing and comfort for those in need. And, you know, some of our church members have been affected here in Texas by Hurricane Harvey.
They have. We have many friends in the Houston area that have been affected.
We've been praying and reaching out. We've had special days of prayer on BPN Radio, where I've led special prayer times, prayer events. We've had some of our friends that have been on BPN Radio this week. They've been sharing what's going on in their churches. One pastor I interviewed on Thursday or Friday, I guess, he said he'd been up all night long helping people, and they fed an entire little town of 1,400 people. It's been amazing. I'm going to turn our volume up a little bit.
Okay.
And so we're reaching out to them in prayer.
Yes,
and
we are.
All of our church members that have been suffering as a result of Hurricane Harvey and the aftermath, the effects, it's just been it's been a devastating thing.
Yes.
I'm going to preach today about what's been happening these past 10 days in Texas. I'm going to talk about the coming of the Lord and signs of the times, so you want to stay tuned. But we're going to pray right now. We're going to pray for the service. Father Gene and I set ourselves in agreement. Your will, plan, and purpose be done. Here at Breakout Radio Church, we're so thankful and grateful. We pray that you would anoint the church service today.
Yes.
We pray that you would anoint our spiritual ears to hear, our spiritual eyes to see, our hearts to receive.
Yes.
Whatever you want to say to us, whatever you want to speak to us today, we're so very, very thankful and grateful for friends that are joining us across America and around the world. And for all of the BPN members that I've been calling your name in prayer, we pray for you today, especially those of you that have been impacted by Hurricane Harvey. We pray for you right now, and we pray for this nation. We pray for the church. We ask God for your help. In Jesus' name, we agree for this service today. Amen and amen and amen.
Amen.
And before Allison comes to lead us in some praise and worship, we want to welcome some new members. Do you have some new members' names?
I do. I need to put on my reading glasses.
Okay, reading glasses. Here we go. Jean's going to put on her reading glasses. And if you'd like to be a member, if you don't have a church or a pastor, you'd like to be a member, you can go to breakoutradiochurch.com or bpnradio.com. We have membership links there. And you just fill out the information, submit the information to us, and we'll put you down. You can become a member of this worldwide church. So, Jean, why don't we welcome some new members before we start our praise and worship?
We're so thankful for all of our new members.
Yeah, we are.
Regina from Bellevue, Washington. Nicholas from Nakuru, Kenya. Jenna from Woodland, California. Stephanie from Beaumont, Texas. Donald from Sweeney, Texas. Eric from Blairsville, Georgia. Colleen from Dacula, Georgia. Vicky from Greenville, Mississippi. Dorothy from Seminole, Oklahoma. Janet from Friendswood, Texas. And we have Greg from Kearney, Missouri. Nancy from Brownsville, Texas. Rachel from Kelso, Washington.
Wow.
See, I think we have one more. Cynthia from Texas City, Texas. Welcome.
Welcome.
We're thankful for all of you.
Yes, we are. Welcome
Take
to all of you members. And if you want to have more information about Breakout Radio Church, go to our website, breakoutradiochurch.com. Also, our Facebook page. We have a Breakout Radio Church Facebook page. Okay, well, it's good to have Ian and Allison with us today.
Yes,
and
it is.
They're going to lead us in some praise and worship. We're going to join them today. We're going to exalt the name of the Lord. You guys come and lead us in some praise and worship.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Pastor Dale and Gene. We just love you guys so much and are so grateful for you and this wonderful ministry that, you know, is reaching across the corners of the globe. It's amazing to know that we get to honor our Lord, our God, our Abba Father, through the airwaves and across, like I said, the world. It's just wonderful, Lord. Let's just lift him up and just praise him, God. We just love you so much, Lord. We thank you, Lord.
Mm-hmm. Hallelujah.
Yes, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. We love you, Jesus. We love you so much, Jesus. Yes, we give our lives to you, God. We give it all to you. We give you all the glory, Jesus, all the glory. God, thank you for speaking to our hearts today. Thank you for helping us understand.
Hallelujah.
Thank you for helping us have a clearer path of what you want for our lives,
Lord.
God. Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you for teachers and mentors and pastors and people who preach to us the word, the truth of the word,
thank
God.
You.
God, thank you that we get the whole truth through your word, God. We just, we praise you and we worship you. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for, to be overcome by your presence, Lord. Your presence, Lord. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Let us become more aware of your presence. What a beautiful name it is. What a beautiful name it is. The name of Jesus Christ, my King. What a beautiful name it is, and nothing compares to this. What a beautiful name it is, the name of Jesus. Didn't want heaven without us, so Jesus, you brought heaven down. Yes, Jesus. Yes, Jesus. Thank you, God. What a beautiful name it is. What a wonderful name it is. What a wonderful name it is. Thank you, Jesus.
We lift you up, God, just across these airwaves, Lord, across Facebook, across the world, God. You're just being lifted up by all of the listeners and the viewers today, God, that we thank you that they're joining us wherever you are. You're standing and worshiping him. You're giving praise to God. You're just glorifying him. We bow down to you, God. We love you. We just are so grateful for all you do. We love you so much, Jesus. We love you, God. Thank you. Just in our hearts, Lord. Just come inside. Just be here with us now, all day long, all every day, every year, every week, all the time, Lord. We know you're here, God. We love you. We honor you. We praise you. God, we lift you up.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord, for this time. All right. All right. Well, hey, guys, what a wonderful blessing, blessed time it is to be here, to be alive today, God, and this time. We're just so overjoyed and just want to thank you all of you listeners and all of the church members who join us each and every week for Breakout Radio Church. And, you know, just I know the vision of Dale and Gene Gentry to again, preach the gospel to the nations of the world. And What an amazing opportunity, again, to be able to be here in Austin, Texas, in this studio and to have our voices and God's word be heard around the globe. And we just want to thank all of our regular contributors, God. And we're just going to say a quick prayer here as we open our hearts at this time. We're going to receive our tithes and offerings. We want to give all of our viewers and our listeners a chance to you know, to respond to what we're doing here at Breakout Radio Church and Breakout Ministries and BPN Radio. And again, to open your hearts and your love for what we're doing here. So, Father God, we just thank you so much again for all of our listeners and all of our viewers and all of those who contribute so much to this ministry, Lord, who continue to pour out their blessings, who like and share our videos, who are just continue to interact with us through our prophetic ministries and through the programming that happens here all the week long and 24 hours a day, that our members are continuing to pray for others, that the outpouring of blessings from this ministry has just been so grand, Lord. We just we thank you for just pouring into our hearts, God, today, that you tell us how we can serve your will, Lord, that you just guide us with what we can give today to continue this ministry, to help it grow, to reach more people out there, Lord. As we call for the tithes and offerings from our church members and from those of you who are out here that want to contribute to this ministry and continue to see us growing and doing more things in this kingdom, Lord, that we can do for you, God, we thank you for that. And it's in your name we pray. So we just want to, again, say thank you. All of the programming done here on BPN Radio and Breakout Ministries and Breakout Radio Church is fully funded by all of our members and our viewers who are so generous. And we just want to thank you so much for your generosity. And if you're feeling led to give today or you want to give your regular tithes and offerings, we encourage you to do so by heading out to bpnradio.com. And go ahead and scroll down to the bottom of the page where you will find a small donate button that allows you to go to use PayPal to contribute to this ministry. You can set up a regular tithe and offering through there, or if you want to give once, you can do that through there as well. If you prefer to give through a check, you are welcome to send a check to, and I want to make sure that I have, obviously I thought I had this up here, but I don't, so bear with me. I want to make sure I have the address correct.
91985.
To send the check to 919. I'm sorry, to P.O. Box. Here we go. P.O. Box 91985 to Austin, Texas. That's 78709. Again, make your checks payable to Breakout Ministries, and that's P.O. Box 91985, Austin, Texas 78709. And I want to back up that offering with some scripture that I know we all know and love scripture, and we want to make sure that we're honoring that. And I thought I had my notes here today, but apparently I'm not. Yes, it's all coming out here. So I want to talk about Luke 37:38. In Luke 38, he says, "Give away your life; you'll find life given back, but not merely given back. Given back with bonus and blessing." Giving, not getting, is the way. Mm-hmm.
Generosity begets generosity. And I just want to speak to all of you out there today that are watching that, you know, oftentimes we feel so squeezed in by the finances of life. We feel like there's so many people and so many things out there that are asking and calling for our money and our time, and we feel very guarded by that because there's so much of it around us. But oftentimes the best way to increase your money is to give money. To increase your time is to give time. You know, oftentimes we maybe in our business world or out in how we experience the world, we're asking things of other people that we're not willing to do ourselves. And so we've got to be willing to do ourselves something and take that first step. And when we do, God rewards us. When we open up our hearts, we open up our minds, we give, we share with others out there, we do so joyfully, God rewards that, right? And so I just want to, again, encourage you to pray into how you can contribute to Breakout Ministries today, whether that's with finances, with time, or with your talents, because God gives us all three of those things, and you have each of those inside of you. And so just again, thank you so much for all of your regular contributions, and know that we're a growing ministry, and that's because of you. So we want to say thanks to you. Thanks so much.
Yeah. Okay, thank you so very, very much, Ian Kieber. Appreciate Ian Allison working here with us at Breakout Radio Church. Very, very thankful and grateful. And I just want to express my appreciation and blessing upon those of you that are giving with your tithes and contributions. We're very, very thankful and grateful. Breakout Radio Church is supported by your generosity, and we're grateful and thankful. I want you to turn your Bibles with me today to the book of Matthew, chapter number 24. I'm going to preach a while, and then we're going to pray a while. And boy, I love to preach, and I love to pray, and I love to prophesy. Matthew chapter 24, beginning with verse number 3. Now, as he sat on the Mount of Olives, the disciples came to him privately, saying, "Tell us, when will these things be? And what will be the sign of your coming and of the end of the age?" And Jesus answered and said to them, "Take heed that no one deceives you. For many will come in my name, saying, 'I am the Christ,' and will deceive many. And you will hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you are not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. There will be famines, pestilences, and earthquakes in various places. All of these are the beginning of sorrows." Then the Bible says, the book of Luke, chapter 21, and beginning with verse number 8, and he said, "Take heed that you not be deceived, for many will come in my name, saying, 'I am he,' and the time is drawn near. Therefore, do not go after them. But when you hear of wars and commotions, do not be terrified, for these times must come to pass first, but the end will not come immediately." Then he said to them, "Nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. And there will be great earthquakes in various places, and famines and pestilences, and there will be fearful sights and signs from heaven." Then he said in verse 25, "There will be signs in the sun and the moon and the stars, and on the earth, distress of nations with perplexity, the sea and the waves roaring, the sea and the waves roaring, men's hearts failing them from fear in the expectation of those things which are coming on the earth." So for the past 10 days, I love the Bible. I'm bonded to my Bible. I love this Bible. And I love to study the Bible. I love to go to bed at night before I go to sleep reading the Bible. David said that he's making place for the Lord. I love this word. I'm bonded to this word. And I've been reading about the second coming of the Lord as I've watched television and all of the horrific things, unbelievable, surreal happenings here in Texas and here in Austin proper. We did not have much damage, but just a few miles east of us, you know, they had 20 or so inches of rain and floods, and and I watched people being rescued off of rooftops, and then it went on to Houston, and I saw the devastation that was caused, even among some of our pastor friends, some of the places that Gene and I have ministered at many times in Rosenberg, Texas, and Houston, Texas, and Port Arthur, Texas, where the whole city was underwater. And the church there has been flooded, a Life Church with Pastor Donnie Robbins, and Baytown, Celebration of Life with Todd and Cindy Moore and Callie Hargraves. And even though their church was not flooded, the city of Baytown has suffered loss. And I looked at that, and I just knew that what I was seeing, what I was experiencing, was just a sign of the last days, that we are living in the last days. We are living in the final times before the coming of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And I've been praying today for, my heart has gone out to all of the flood victims and those that are suffering. We have one of our church members in Crosby, Texas, where there's been a chemical fire, and I called and checked on her. I've been calling and checking on some of our members this week, And I've been seeing how they're doing, and I'm looking at all of these things that have been happening, knowing that all of the floods and the tornadoes and the devastation that we're experiencing in America is a sign of the soon return of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And Jesus talked about his return and that the church must get ready. And so my prayers this week and my prayers today have been for those who have been devastated by the horrific floods and winds in Texas particularly. But my prayer has also been for the church. And I've been reading quite a bit lately in the book of Psalms, and there's been one word that David keeps speaking over and over and over again, and the word is revive, 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 revive. And I believe that that God wants to revive the church. We must not be like the foolish virgins that were spoken of in Matthew chapter 25. The Bible said, while they slumber and slept, the bridegroom came. And I believe it's time for the church to awaken. I believe that God wants to awaken the church, and that we must pray, watch and pray, awaken and pray. Don't sleep and pray, watch and pray. And so these are days when there is great concern in my heart and my spirit. I've never been more concerned about my nation than I am today. And for, since 1985, that's a long time, over 30 years, Gene and I have been traveling across America and around the world calling for prayer, particularly in my nation, calling America to pray. There was a day that I can remember that there were churches all across America that were praying every morning at 6 o'clock. I remember traveling, Gene and I traveling across America, and we were calling people to pray, and people would come at 6 o'clock in the morning, would bring their children. Even in Canada, there was 40 degrees below zero, and we would have maybe 100, 200 people that would come out in the morning time before the kids went to school. They would bring their family, and the family would pray. What better training? And so that was 6 o'clock in the morning, and churches all over America were praying. And Gene and I, for many years, we were leading early morning prayer. But, the lamp in most churches have gone out. They're not having morning prayer. And I'm not casting aspersions. Please hear my heart. I'm not casting aspersions, but the prayer meetings have been shut down. The prayer altar has been removed. And we are living now in days where America is in trouble, and the church must pray. And Vice President Pence quoted recently 2 Chronicles 7:14, "If my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways," he said, "I'll hear from heaven, forgive their sin. I will heal their land." America needs a healing. That's why that on BPN radio and all during the week, as well as on Sunday, I'm calling people to pray. And I started this a breakout prayer network movement in 1996, after I led prayer for the second time at the White House, and I began to call America to pray. And the Holy Spirit referred me to Micah chapter 2, verse 13. Here's where it says, "The one who breaks open will come up before them. They will break out. pass through the gate, go out by it. The king will pass before them with the Lord at their head. So the Lord gave me Micah 2:13. I began to talk about breakout when breakout was not cool. And the Lord spoke to me and said, it's time for my church to break out. David said, I will run through a troop. That's a breakthrough. Then he said, I will leap over a wall. That's Psalms 18. I will leap over a wall. And that is a breakout. When you go over the wall, you go to places you've never been. You do things you've never done. You say things you've never said. You prophesy words you've never prophesied. You see visions and dreams you've never had. You make an impact that you've never had. You start businesses you've never started. And you win souls that you've never won. And that's called a breakout. So that's why we call it Breakout Radio Church, not because it's a good buzzword today, but in 1996 is what God spoke to my heart, and I wanted to stay true to that word that He put in my spirit. And so today I'm praying for the church, and I wanted to share this morning, I wanted to share some prophetic words that was given to our nation in 1973. In 1966, I was called to preach after a prophet by the name of David Wilkerson, who wrote the book "The Cross and the Switchblade." There was a movie made about the cross and the switchblade, and he started a worldwide movement called Teen Challenge. And he came to our church in Wichita Falls, where I worked as a radio announcer there, and he preached the word. And after he got through preaching the word, I got down on my knees, and the Lord called me to preach. The Holy Spirit said, son, I want you to preach my gospel. Will you preach my gospel? And I said, yes. And I went to where David Wilkerson was sitting praying after he preached. And I said, Brother Wilkerson, would you lay your hands on me and pray for me? And he laid his hands on me, began to pray for me. I believe there was an impartation of that anointing that David Wilkerson had, who was making a worldwide impact. He became a prophet to the nation of America. He began to prophesy to this nation. 40 years later, when Gene and I celebrated our 40th year in the ministry, David Wilkerson wrote me a letter. And he said to me, Dale, I remember the night in Wichita Falls, Texas, that I laid my hands on you and prayed for you after you were called to preach. I invited David Wilkerson to come to a couple of the churches that I pastored over the years. And he came and preached the gospel, and many people responded. I was listening recently to the prophetic word that he gave in 1973 called The Vision. And I want to share some of those words that he gave, the vision that he gave in 1973. What's that been? 44 years ago, before the days of internet, before the days of cable television. He began to prophesy what he saw coming. The Bible said that the Lord will do nothing. He won't do anything except he reveals those words to his servants, the prophets. And so it's the prophets that are prophesying. Prophets are prophesying today. I was recently reading some of the prophetic words that I've given since 1990. I started sharing prophetic words all across the pastors and leaders in 1990, when I really felt the prophetic anointing come upon me as a prophetic voice to this nation. And over the past almost 30 years, I've been sharing prophetic words, and I've been looking at some of those words that I've been sharing of things that are coming. But I wanted to share today the words of David Wilkerson. He's in heaven now, but for many years he pastored the Great Times Church on Times Square in New York City, and he was able to buy that theater years ago right there on Times Square. There's no telling how much. You couldn't buy it today, but they're still having church there at Times Square Church in New York City. And so I wanted to share that word, the prophetic words that he gave 44 years ago. Here's what he said. He said, I see a coming famine when millions of people are going to starve to death. He said, large and trusted corporations will flounder. He said, I see nature having labor pains. He said worldwide disasters, including the ones, that were, of course, that we've been experiencing this week in the Houston area in South Texas. He said there would be unusual things that would happen. I remember standing in Austin, Texas, when Gene and I were living in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. I remember standing in a church in Austin, Texas, and the prophetic anointing came upon me in 2012. It's been exactly 5 years ago, and I began to prophesy. I said, I see a raging fire coming. If you want to know what's happening in America, you need to listen to the prophetic voices, those that have been confirmed and affirmed by other prophets and apostles. And I began to prophesy. I said, I see a raging fire coming. And it's going to be very destructive. That afternoon, that very afternoon, 5 years ago, Bastrop County fire came to near Texas, near Austin, and it was declared the most destructive wildfire in Texas history. Gene and I barely got out of town when the smoke began to rise, striking areas of Bastrop County in September. Three separate fires started in 2011. It's actually been the sixth anniversary, not the fifth. September the 4th, 2011, on a Sunday, as a result of strong winds caused by what? Tropical Storm Lee, a tropical storm. And it merged into one of the most destructive fire in the history of Texas. People were killed by fire. 1,673 homes were destroyed, and estimated $325 million of insured property damaged. And the damage was so severe that it lasted until October the 10th. It was just another sign. Does God send hurricanes and fires and storms and floods and kill people? No. It's just a sign of the time. It's a sign that nature is under siege. And David Wilkerson began to prophesy years ago that these tornadoes, floods, and hurricanes, fires would begin to happen because nature is under siege. It's something that was prophesied by Jesus in Matthew 24 and Luke chapter 21. And we are seeing it happen today. What is it? It's a sign that Jesus is coming soon. Are you ready for his return? He began to prophesy in 1973 about the vision he had about filth coming upon this nation. He said there's going to be sex education in classes. He said when it appears we're making progress, there will be a sudden turn of morality. He talked about the super church that would be rising. He said it will be a church in name only, but it will mostly be social programs and social action. He said, I see homosexuals and lesbians will be accepted into the church. They will not only be welcome, but they will be encouraged. They will be celebrated. They will be encouraged to continue their practice. They will be ordained. And homosexual churches will declare that homosexuality is a normal practice. He said there will be a day that nude dancing will come into the church as a new form of worship in the church will be accepted by many churches. He said the super world church will condone certain occult practices. Seances will replace prayer meetings in many churches. Certain ministers that have never been close to Jesus will get close to the devil. He said horoscopes will be widely respected. He said this super church will be a church of accommodation. He said that it will contain the gospel of convenience to appease and attract sinners. It's an American gospel. He said, I see a new gospel sweeping America. He prophesied that some of the largest churches in America that is endorsing the gospel will only be seeker friendly. He said they will be springing up in cities all over America, being propagated primarily by young, charismatic people. And they will move into cities all across America and build mega churches all across America. They will survey the community and design a program that is acceptable to the majority of people. He said the church will be run like corporations and there will be managers instead of ministers. He said they will be cleverly packaged by these charismatic leaders. He said there will be thousands of people sitting in churches all across America who will be deceived by ministers who are preaching a perverted gospel that you can do anything and go to heaven. They will design their own programs and they will package it in a way that people will accept it. He said Satan will come right into the church designed as an angel of light. He said pastors and church leaders will be afraid to say anything that will be controversial. He said that false prophets and false pastors and false evangelists will arise. He said they will preach that there is a wide way. Even though Jesus said the way is narrow and straight, they will say whatever is convenient, you do it, whatever feels good. And they will preach an extreme grace message. All of this prophesied by David Wilkerson many years ago. He said ambitious young men in the ministry trying to climb the ladder of success will begin to compete against other pastors. He said they will measure their success according to the size of the building and the number of people in the congregation. He says faithful pastors struggling to keep their congregation intact will become very discouraged by Johnny-come-latelys coming into their neighborhood, building major ministries. Church growth, he said, will be to feed human ambition, false ambition. People coming in with formulas on how to build a successful church, preaching an accommodation religion. Where the early church, he said, fasted and prayed and got direction from the Holy Spirit, he said that there will be men that will rise with human strategies, formulas on how to build successful churches and successful ministries. He said many will follow man-made strategies and patterns. They'll get great singers and musicians to come, and they'll have short sermons, and they'll try to make everybody comfortable. They will preach and teach an accommodation message. They will have an invocation. They will have a benediction without giving anybody an opportunity to get right with God. They will accommodate men's pleasure, and because the Bible said in the last days men become lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. These pastors will not want to offend anyone. They will not tell people that they're going to hell if they don't get right with God. They will not have any speaking in tongues in any of the services. But he talks about these type of seeker-friendly churches that remove the altar with no prayer in the service, and there will be only a short service, and the people will be released. And he prophesied about these coming events. He also prophesied about filth coming upon the nation and rebellion in the world. He said the biggest rebellion coming to America, he prophesied this many years ago, the biggest rebellion is not going to be the addiction to drugs and alcoholism. He said the biggest rebellion coming to America is rebellion in the home, rebellion against parents. He said man's worst enemy, that's what Jesus said, man's worst enemies will be those of his own household. Can you imagine? Children will no longer communicate with their parents. He probably could not see iPads and computers and video games and parents and children no longer communicating with each other. Even on their cell phones with them trying to eat or having a meal in front of a television set. He said, this was in 1973, ladies and gentlemen. He said a survey of young people in America, almost 50% of young people said, I hate my parents. I hate my parents. And we're having today, just as Jesus prophesied, children are putting their parents to death. They're having their parents in prison because of correction. He said there's a rebellion coming in this world, and that's what we're seeing. We're seeing rebellion on the streets of America, rebellion in our schools. We are living in a day where there is no correction in our schools. I heard recently of a student in elementary, because he got angry, he tore up the entire classroom as the teacher stood by helplessly because they're not allowed to lay a hand on the children. And this one student, because of some type of name that he's been given, a disorder. We have all of these disorders in the school today, and we try to accommodate the disorders, and we try to accommodate them. They could not lay a hand until he tore up the entire classroom. They were finally able to calm him down a little bit with words. So what we're having today is rebellion in our schools, rebellion in the hallways. And so many schools in America are policed by policemen that stand by helplessly and hopelessly. I prophesied years ago there was coming a day in America that our towns and cities would be on fire, destroyed, because policemen were standing by helplessly because they were given orders to stand down. We saw that just last week in San Francisco, where the 400 policemen were ordered to stand down while rioting took place. This is all a sign, ladies and gentlemen, of the last days. Who would have ever thought there would be this type of disorder in the family? We need to pray for the American family. Abraham Lincoln prophesied many years ago that strong families make a strong nation and weak families make a weak nation. And I don't understand this. I don't understand how children can curse their parents and rage against their parents, slap their parents, and the parents not be able to do anything about it. That's why our number one commission as fathers and mothers is to train our parents in the way that our children should go. When they're old, they will not depart from it. So we're just having rage happening in our families, and it's causing chaos in America because of the rebellion. I don't understand it. When I was growing up, I never heard my mother and father scream at each other, curse each other, shout at each other. I was raised in a peaceful home. I didn't know anything else because we were taught that way. And we need to pray for the American family. David Wilkerson prophesied the greatest rebellion coming, and it's happened, would be the rebellion in our own homes. He said there would be persecution against Christians who love Jesus. Jesus even predicted that persecution was coming. John chapter 15 and 18, if they have persecuted me, they will persecute you. And he also said children will rise up against their parents and cause them to be put to death. It's true that believers... That true believers are going to be separated from the false believers. And there's persecution coming. There's persecution coming for the Christians. And we need to realize that we will not escape that. And so he prophesied these five things, a coming famine, nature having labor pains. That's exactly what we're having. And filth coming upon this nation, rebellion in the world, persecution against Christians who love Jesus. And we're seeing these things come to pass now, and it's all a sign of the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. And today I want to ask you, first of all, I want to ask you, Christians, are you ready? Are you ready for the return of Jesus? Do you have your house in order? Are you serving God with your whole heart, mind, soul, body, and strength? Have you been distracted? Are you a backslider? Are you away from God? Have you taken out your family altar where the family never prays together? You don't have a personal prayer life anymore? What's going on? I'm not bringing a message of condemnation. I'm telling you, we need to set our house in order. We need to return to the family altar where we get our families together and we pray before we go to bed. We pray before we send our children. Mothers and fathers have prayer together. I want to pray for you today. Father, I pray right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, I pray for every mother and father. I pray for every Christian. I pray for every pastor. I pray for every church. God, we need a revival. We need a revival, Lord, where people return to prayer and seeking the face of God. We need personal revivals. We need family revivals. We need neighborhood revivals. We need church revivals. God, we need you today. As a nation, we need you. When we see all of these things happening, we know it's a sign of the return of you, Lord. And God, help us to be ready. Help us to be prepared for the return of the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And I want to give those of you that don't know the Lord, I want to give you an opportunity. I want Allison to come and pray and give those of you that don't have an opportunity to, those of you that don't know Jesus, to have an opportunity. Allison hosts a prophetic session every Thursday on BPN Radio and Facebook Live. And I want Allison to come, and I want you to pray for the lost and give people that don't know Jesus an opportunity to be saved.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes, thank you. Thank you, Jesus, for that powerful word. Thank you for for strong voices in our life, God. And I know that there are those who are out there who are listening right now and who say there's something in your heart that's changed. And maybe you can't quite explain what is happening right now. And let me just tell you that that's okay. That's okay. What God wants is He wants you to lean into that. He wants you to step into that. Yes, He wants you to step into a life like you've never known before. He wants to give you new life. He wants to take out the heart of stone, and He wants to give you a heart of flesh. He wants to give you a new heart. Hear me out. He doesn't want to just be second fiddle in your life. He doesn't want to be at the end of the list of your life. No, He wants to be number one. And there's that small part of you right now that you're going, yes, I want Him to be number one. I want Him to be number one, but I don't know what to do. How does this work? What does this look like? And I want to encourage you to pray this prayer with me right now, because when you have nothing else to say, there's one word that you can say, and the name is Jesus. Just say that name, Jesus, and just say it over and over again. Let that name permeate your soul. Notice how you feel different when you say His name. But today, if you feel like you want to step into this new life, you feel like you want to come into a relationship, again, a relationship that takes time, it takes effort. Yes, it takes effort. It's a relationship. Just as any relationship, you know, God spoke to me this morning, and he said, marriages, so many people out there are saying it's 50-50. It is not 50-50. It's 100-100. If you give anything 50%, you are going to fail. And your relationship with Jesus is no different. It's not a 50-50 relationship. Jesus is already 100%, and He's asking for your 100%. So pray this prayer with me today. Jesus, Heavenly Father, as I say that name, God, I just invite You. I invite You into my life right now, God. Right now, God, I give all of my pains, my sufferings, God. I give it to You right now, God. I just lay it all down. I lay it all down at Your feet, Jesus. And Jesus, that today is the day, September 3rd, that today I declare that I will follow You, that I will serve You, that today, God, that my life will be forever transformed. God, that I don't have to have all of the answers, because You do, Jesus, that You do. And that if I dive into Your word, I dive into the truths of Your word, God, that You will lead me, God, that You will put the right people in my path to help lead me, to help guide me, to help teach me, God. And I just thank You, God. I thank You for the word. God, I thank You right now for what You are doing in my life. God, I thank You that right now I commit to give You 100%, God. That right now in this moment, God, I declare that I will bring You to the first position. I will honor You. I will honor You, God. I will honor You. I will honor my faith and my family and my friends and my job and all of the other things, God, that I will get things right. I will get them in order, God, because with You, God, with You is the way. With You is the way. Oh, yes. Thank You, Jesus. Thank You, God. Thank You, Jesus. It's just in that name. The power is in His name. Oh, do you just feel Him? Feel Him come on this journey with you. Feel Him reach out to you. There's a reason why we lift our hands up in worship. There's a reason why we lift our hands up in worship. We lift our hands up to Him because our Abba Father wants to hold us. He wants to hold you. He wants to hold you. Yes, right now as you prayed that prayer, your life has forever changed. Your life has forever changed. In this moment, if you prayed that prayer with us, we want to hear from you. We want to hear from you. We want to help serve you. We want to help guide you. We want to set you in direction. Yes, it can seem confusing of, I prayed that prayer, now what? Now what? Let us help you. Let this ministry help you. Become a member of our church. Let us pray for you. Let us help guide you. And we just pray a blessing over every single one of you. Those who have prayed that prayer in the past, those of you prayed that prayer right now with us, we pray blessings over you right now. We ask God to cover you and a hedge of protection. We ask God to pour his love all over you right now. I see people out there who have prayed that prayer and they're weeping. They're weeping because there is healing that is happening. Yes, you feel God's love pouring all over you in a way that you've never felt it pour before. And we just thank you, Abba. We thank you, Father. We thank you for the works that you are doing, God, that you are reaching down. You are taking out the hearts of stone and you are replacing them. You are giving them new hearts, God, and that you are creating new disciples, God, new teachers, new evangelists, new apostles, God, that they are going out there to speak your word, God, that you are teaching them, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. We praise you, Jesus. We praise you, God. We thank you for that 100%. We thank you for the 100% that you have always given us, Jesus. It's in your name we pray.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you very much, Allison. I appreciate that prayer. I'm thankful for the hope that we have. Mm-hmm. So many people are thinking about life is so helpless and hopeless, but we have a hope, the Bible said, that makes not ashamed. And I'm very, very, very thankful and grateful for that hope today, that hope that makes not ashamed. And, wow, we have a hope. And that hope is eternal life. That hope is Jesus knowing that he loves us so much. And I'm so very, very thankful and grateful today. Wow. Thank you so much. Oh, I love Jesus. I love Jesus. I love Jesus. I'm thankful and grateful for the Lord. And God is so good. He's such a good God, awesome God, mighty God. I'm praying for those of you today that need healing. You're sick and maybe you're in pain today. And I pray for you right now. In Jesus' name, I ask the Lord to touch you. I just reach out and I say, Lord, heal people today. Heal those that are physically ill, those that are going through emotional upheaval, stress and anxiety, burnout. I pray for you today. I'm asking the Lord to minister to you. That name which is above every name, for God hath highly exalted him, given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow, things in heaven, things in earth, things under the earth. And in the name of Jesus, I'm asking the Lord to touch you physically, emotionally. I pray again for those in South Texas that have suffered so much these past 10 days. And I pray for the churches today that we're in relationship with that are suffering because of the storm. I pray for Pastor Mazapika, Frank Mazapika. Gene, I ministered there several times at the church, New Covenant Church in Humble, Texas. He and his family just escaped with the clothes. That's all they had. As floodwaters rose in a home they've not lived in very long. We pray for Frank and Leah Mazapika today. We bless you, pastors. I pray for Pastor Darren and Gamilla Frank there at Church of Living Waters in Rosenberg, Texas. We ministered many times. I pray for those of you. Some of you have been up all night cooking and serving, and people in your congregation have been left homeless. I pray for you. I pray for Todd and Sandy Mooring and Callie Hargraves and the devastation there in Baytown, one of some of America's largest refineries, are low capacity. Many, many people in their church not working. Other people have had to go somewhere else in order to find shelter. And I pray for you, Pastor Donnie and Jessica and Robbins in Port Arthur. The mayor had declared the whole city of Port Arthur was underwater. And I pray for y'all at Life Church there in Port Arthur, Texas, where he ministered many times, and Easy and Lena Jones there in Sugar Land, Texas, where we ministered many years, and other friends there, Gulf Coast Christian Center in West Columbia, Texas, where we ministered since 1986. Oh, God, I pray for those of you. And I want to receive an offering today. I want to receive an offering. We would call it an offering, a contribution to send to these churches that have been devastated. The church in Port Arthur is underwater, and they've just recently remodeled their church. They're on Jimmy Johnson Boulevard, and that beautiful auditorium now has had 3 or 4 feet of water in it. And we want to receive an offering today. And all you have to do is go to breakoutradiochurch.com or bpnradio.com, and you can donate, and we will send all of the money to these churches that you are donating to. And of course, your gifts, your contributions, of course, are tax deductible. We'll make sure that it gets in good places. We'll be good stewards of that. If you want to send a check, just put Harvey on there. And you can send it to Breakout Ministries, P.O. Box 91985. That's P.O. Box 91985, Austin, Texas, 78709. You go to breakoutradiochurch.com or bpnradio.com, and you click on the donate button. Use your PayPal credit card or debit card. And just we want to reach out to these different churches. And we want to say Breakout Radio Church is helping you today, and we'll get that money to them this week. Father, I pray that you'll speak to people that are giving a special offering to these churches that are desperately in need. And some of them may have insurance, but it could take weeks, months in order for them to receive that. They need money today. Some of them not able to have church because of the floods and the winds. And we pray right now that Breakout Radio Church members will respond by making a check to Breakout Ministries or by going to our donate button and giving today. Lord, we know that we must be generous. We must reach out. The Bible said if we see people in need and don't help them, I know that we can't help everybody. But let's reach out to some churches in that area that are preaching the gospel, that are serving, are providing shelter. Let's bless them today in Jesus' name. I'll just wait on you for just a moment as you give today. And we'll have a little worship music here today as you give. Wow. I sure love you today. Just want to bless all of you Breakout Radio Church members, and maybe I just call a few of your names. Can't call everybody's name, but I'll just bless you, Lemuel in Temecula, California. I bless you, Melinda in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. I bless you, Paul in Birmingham, Alabama. I bless you, Eugene and Kathy in Holiday, Texas. As you minister today, Eugene, I bless you. And June in Covington, Louisiana, I bless you. I bless you, Kathleen, there in Mount Pleasant, Michigan. I bless you, Ken and Sue in Gig Harbor, Washington. I bless you, Lynn at Surfside Beach, South Carolina. I bless you, Dominique in San Antonio, Texas. I bless you, Bill in West Palm Beach, Florida. I bless you, Steve, there in Sheffield, England. I bless you, Melinda in Owasso, Oklahoma. I bless you, Deborah Ann in Yorktown Heights, New York. I bless you in Jesus' name, and I ask God to bless you and keep you safe in the name of Jesus. Thank you for giving today. Thank you for joining us at Breakout Radio Church. Remember that BPN Radio is broadcasting 24 hours a day. BPN Radio. We are a 24-hour internet radio station. We're a member of the Breakout Prayer Network. And please join us throughout the week. We have prophetic sessions on Monday night, Tuesday, Thursday. And we have prayer going throughout the day and night. God bless you. Have a wonderful time with your family here during this Labor Day weekend. I bless you. Gene and I love you. Ian Allison love you. We love you. And God bless you. Thank you for your giving. Thank you for your church attendance. This program will be replayed throughout the day on Facebook Live. And, of course, every morning and every evening at 8 o'clock on BPN Radio. God bless you. You have a wonderful day.